When you're under pressure, I mean real pressure, that's when you discover whether or not your faith is real. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond. Welcome to Fresh. When is faith faith, and when is it a fantasy? The Bible is full of story after story about God doing miraculous things, and yet I've seen people believe in God for things. I mean, really believe, really trust, only to fall flat on their face. What's that about? I was intrigued by something that a Christian businessman said to me recently. You know, he said, I think that real faith isn't presumptuous. And he captured for me in just that one short sentence something that I'd suspected all along. There's the name it and claim it school of faith, you know, blab it and grab it, if you will. Anything I want, anything. There are plenty of people out there preaching that stuff, and in our heart of hearts, we know it's rubbish. And then there's the kind of faith that humbly bows down to God in the midst of the mighty storms of life. The faith that perseveres, the faith that rejoices, believing that God knows what he's doing. The sort of faith that Jesus had in the Garden of Gethsemane before he was crucified. Luke chapter 22, verse 42. Father, if you are willing, please don't make me drink from this cup, but do what you want, not what I want. That's the sort of faith that only wants what God wants. Do what you want, not what I want. And you know, my hunch is that that's exactly the sort of faith that gets whatever it wants. Real faith isn't presumptuous. Real faith bows down to God's will, even when it costs you everything. And that's the sort of faith that God wants for you. That's his word, fresh for you today. I'm Bernie Diamond. You've been listening to Fresh. I'd love to drop this short devotional right in your inbox each day. So if you'd like to receive these words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement, just head over to ChristianityWorks.com and you'll see Fresh right at the top of your homepage. And when you do subscribe, you'll immediately receive a copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? Again, the web address is ChristianityWorks.com.